Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Faith for the Nation. This is a beautiful, beautiful program of where David Barton, Kenneth Copeland, Bishop Keith Butler came together. They're beginning to talk about, you know, he's about faith and the faith ministry. Think about this, that your vote is a seed. Since it's a government by the people and for the people, which means you are the government, you're the one in charge, ever how you vote or don't vote, God sees that. So not voting is not a good king, because it's you're the king. Everybody's the king, the leader. But voting, think about, you know, if fear and trembling through much prayer, you pull that lever or fill in that little voting thing for that particular person. God sees that in your heart. And no matter what happens in the world, God sees your heart and will reward you. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. It's awesome.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Faith for Our Nation. Praise God. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and we come together in behalf of our nation, which is also your nation, the United States of America. And we thank you for her healing. We thank you for lifting her up. And we thank you for the rebirth of this nation. You declared it, we declare it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want you to join me today in welcoming Brother David Barton to this broadcast. David, thank
you,
sir.
Good to be with
you, brother. Oh, yeah,
man.
Always fun. You get to talk about a lot of good stuff today. And Bishop Keith Butler, Bishop, glory to God, man. It's good to have you here. Always good to have you. Excuse me. These two men have information that the general public, excuse me, the general public could have, and they don't bother to find it. But that's why we're here today. We want you to get the truth behind all of the functions in the government, the way it operates. For instance, people that say, well, ain't nobody pays any attention to that platform. Oh, yes, they do. They may not tell you they do. But we're going to find out from Brother David today and Brother Keith how those platforms are put together, how they work, and the fact that you can't separate the planks. I can't stand on three out of five of the planks. No. It's a platform made to stand on. So we're going to explore just a whole big batch of that today. Praise God. Because the Lord really got something on my heart to say about that. And then, of course, our Pastor George, Pastor EMIC, praise God, Eagle Mountain International Church. And always good to have Pastor here. And, in fact, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor and let him just take whatever the Lord gives him to do here. We'll... That, George... Father, questions that are on people's hearts.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Inquire of me, saith the Lord. David of old inquired of the Lord before he did anything. Before he went to war, he inquired of the Lord and said, Lord, shall I go up? And I said, go up. But then a few days later, he inquired of me again and said, shall I go up? I said, no, don't go up just yet. And I gave him exact instructions of what to do, how to do, what to watch for on the top of the mulberry trees. And had he gone based on his first direction, he would have lost the battle.
That's right.
He would have lost it because he would have not gone according to the instructions that the Spirit of God gave him. So, Father, we inquire of you today, and the questions will come up in our spirits, and we will deal with them according to your word, and we're listening to you today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Well, the vision for this came because here we are a few days before the election. And this is one of the most unusual that at least I've seen in my lifetime. I know that you've seen a few more than I have. I mean, this has to be different than what we've ever seen before and what we're facing right now. And as we thought about this, there are so many questions to answer. We have a lot of people out there, we call them the no voters. There are people out there who are not even going to vote. There are people out there who are afraid. They're angry. They don't know what to do. And the Lord just dealt with us and said, we need to bring together statesmen. Statesmen who will come and speak the word of the Lord to the people. You know, Brother Copeland, since the Lord talked to you about going on every available voice, it really hit me hard that now that we have BVOVN, we're on Dish TV, we have a voice. And we have to use this voice very, very carefully and use it for the promotion of the gospel. And I believe that we're talking to people right now, people who are struggling with this election. And if you stay with us for this next 2 weeks, these next 2 weeks before election, you will have answers to your questions. You will have peace back in your heart again. And you will see exactly what God has planned for this nation. Now, one of the exciting things about this is we're going to be doing these broadcasts every day up until election time. And then on election night, right here, we will be hosting America Stands 2016 election coverage in the spirit of faith.
I just heard something.
Yes, sir.
I just perceived. So you remember when Jesus said he perceived what they were thinking in their hearts? I just heard this. And you sit still. You sit right where you are. Don't you turn that off saying, well, I ain't going to vote anyway. You're going to be held seriously, seriously to account by God if you don't vote. And you're going to find that out before this broadcast is over. You're going to be guilty of murder. You're going to be guilty of an abomination of God. You're going to be guilty for every baby that's aborted from this election forward. And so you don't cut out on me right now. In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. I forgive you, sweetheart, but you just stay right there where you are and hear us out. And then you make your own decision. You can do whatever you want to do. But the scripture says a man's a fool that answers the thing before he hears it. So you sit there and listen. And if you decide not to vote, then praise God. That's your prerogative. And that's just between you and God.
That's right.
But you need to be hearing this.
That's why we're calling this Faith for Our Nation. We have to exercise our faith for the nation. Now, I know that you gentlemen and you too, Brother Copeland, all of us, in dealing with people in the church, dealing with people in the ministries and people that you are connected with, there are a lot of people that are angry. They're angry, they're confused, they're fearful. What do you say to them? What do you tell them? Where do we begin with people who are fearful about, I mean, I know what our stand is about it, but there are people out there, Kenneth. I was talking with Kelly yesterday about this, and she's amazed at how many people in our circles are talking about not voting. They're talking because they're afraid of what is happening right now. How do we get the fear out of this thing, out of the equation? Where do we start?
Faith in God.
End the story. There you go.
And there you go. Okay, next question.
Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yeah.
Now think about this. Well, what are we going to do? This country's going down the tube. No, it isn't. I mean, we could have another 8 years of Hillary Clinton and the worst mess that anybody could make out of a nation. May I just share some, just a word with you that I just got in prayer just a few days ago. The Lord said, I know my way around with politicians. I've been dealing with them since Nimrod.
Oh, my.
And he said, I've never failed yet. Hallelujah. He dealt with Pharaoh. He jerked the slack out of him. Listen, this is God's nation, and nobody is going to take it away from him.
That's right.
Now, I want to get that clear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, no man, no woman, no Democrat, no Republican, no socialist, no communist can take this nation away from
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know what there is about that you can't understand, but I'm telling you right now, God Almighty is head of this nation, not people. Jesus of Nazareth is Lord over the United States. Now, just settle that. Only one nation in history. Now, get this. Only one was founded by a people who loved God for the purpose of worshiping Him. Now, God created the nation of Israel because He loved them. This is the only one. The only one that was ever created by people who love God for the very purpose of having freedom to worship Him with all of their heart. He will never, ever forget it. So don't you forget it. I must not forget this. Therefore, I refuse.
Thank you.
According to 1 Peter 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I refuse to worry. I don't worry about Israel. I don't worry about the United States. I have cast all that worry over on the Lord. I've got the word of God on it that Israel will never go down again. It is there. I'm not worried about that. That's God's problem, not mine. I'm not worried about the United States.